Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
And good morning, Las Vegas. How's everybody doing out there today? It's St. Paddy's Day! And I am part Irish. I gotta fight the German off, but you know, that's okay. That means I can drink whiskey and beer at the same time. It's all good. Makes me the ultimate drinking machine. Not that I'll be doing any of that here at the KDON Studios. You're on 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. By the way, got some ratings reports. I want to thank all of you guys for keeping us in the top five, the top 10. It's awesome to see that. And we do appreciate you tuning in for the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. We know, especially on Sunday mornings, man, you got a lot of entertainment choices, including sleeping. But you're listening to us, and that means the world to me and everyone associated with the show and everybody at the station. So we really do appreciate you tuning in to the Mark Hoke Show here on Sunday mornings. And, of course, don't forget, we've got those great podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com, and we are also streaming on the Odyssey app, so wherever you are on the planet or off, and I'm sure some of our fans are, you know, a little bit space alien-ish, so you can check us out there if you want to listen to us on that terrific app. And of course, a lot of other great shows from 101.5 FM and from around the Odyssey universe. And of course, we're also streaming right now on YouTube and Facebook, and we certainly appreciate you tuning in there as well. And if you'd like to just hop into those chat boxes on there, you know, of course, the Mark Hoke Show, either one of them, and say hi. We would love to get your questions, comments, anything. So if you, you know, have something you want to say, you think I'm full of it or you think I'm awesome, let us know. That'd be great to hear from you on this Sunday morning, St. Patrick's Day here in Las Vegas. Of course, we've got the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment for you. And hour number two, we are very excited to welcome back to the show our good friend Brad Gilmore from Reality of Wrestling, one of the top independent promotions in the United States of America, of course, run by WWE Hall of Famer Booker T. And Brad's going to be joining us. Of course, they do the Hall of Fame podcast and radio show down there in Texas. So look forward to having Brad back on the show in hour number two. So that'll be a lot of fun talking to Brad. And of course, they made some news this week on that little old show down there, talking about Booker T having a confrontation, sort of, kind of, maybe, we're not sure, with CM Punk. So we're going to talk to Brad about what's going on with Booker T and CM Punk as Brad joins us on the show in hour number two. So look forward to having Brad on the show. Of course, also a great author, movie buff. So look forward to having Brad coming up here in a little bit. But another busy week in pro wrestling as the road to WrestleMania continues. That is heating up like crazy. A very sad injury to report as well. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Many, many exciting and some kind of sad things going on in the world of the squared circle. We're going to get to it all for you as we barrel through the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON. So, a wild week in WWE. The good, the bad, and boy, there was some ugly too. Yikes. But, of course, kicking it off on Monday Night Raw, we had a big, big promo from Cody Rhodes being interviewed by Michael Cole as he gets ready for the big WrestleMania weekend as he attempts to finish the story. Of course, he slapped The Rock Friday a week ago on SmackDown after The Rock was calling out his family and called Cody a mistake. Of course, he was born a little bit after the rest of the kids. So The Rock jumped on that. And Cody, in an interview with Michael Cole, kind of broke down and said he wouldn't be able to give the belt to his dad, but he would be able to give it to his mom. And it was going to be a huge moment. And Cody choked up. It was pretty emotional, to say the least. But a big interview from Cody Rhodes on there. But The Rock jumped on it later on SmackDown on Friday. And The Rock was doing a lot of jumping on Friday. But a big interview from Cody Rhodes. Some other stuff, of course, going on Monday Night Raw as well. Becky Lynch knocks off Liv Morgan and then is just getting into it with Rhea Ripley as that showdown is getting ready to take place at WrestleMania. Becky Lynch, as she prepares to take on the Eradicator at WrestleMania for the WWE Women's Championship. And boy, I'll tell you what a match that's going to be. Of course, it was the match of the year last year with Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania, according to Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And now it's going to be Becky and Rhea. Boy, I'll tell you what an awesome night that's going to be when those two collide out in Philadelphia. But Becky holds off Liv Morgan. Of course, Liv has still got her sights on Rhea. Of course, Rhea was the one that injured Liv a while ago, knocked her out of action. But for now, Becky, with her sights set on Rhea Ripley from Judgment Day, should be a pretty good confrontation as we lead up to that. And it's only a few weeks away, April 6th and 7th from Philadelphia. The gauntlet match, and boy, I'll tell you, this one stirred it up a little bit. A lot of people thought Chad Gable was going to be the guy, the former Olympian, cut some great vignettes as they were getting ready to have this six-man gauntlet match, but it ends up as Sami Zayn wins the match and takes out Chad Gable in the end to win it, and he will be the man to try to take out Gunther and end the Ring General's longest ever intercontinental title reign. So the ultimate underdog gets to take on Gunther for the IC belt. Unfortunately, and we're gonna get to talk to Brad about this too, because apparently Booker T had a conversation with Sammy about this, because Sammy was a little disappointed in the crowd reaction. Of course, a lot of people were on Chad Gable's side for this one. They wanted him to win this match, and Sammy was a little sad that he didn't quite get the pop and the fan reaction he was hoping for. But Sami Zayn is going to be head to WrestleMania to try and wrestle that intercontinental title away from Gunther as he wins that gauntlet match. So it'll be Zayn and Gunther as the intercontinental title will be up for grabs out there in the city of brotherly love. Now, we get to Friday Night SmackDown. And boy, oh boy. You know, torn on this one, because there's, quite frankly, I gotta say, The Rock is an incredibly gifted dude. You know, came from nowhere. Now, obviously, you know, his dad was Rocky Johnson, the Soul Man, and, you know, High Chief Peter Maivia, the grandfather, and, you know, so he did have an in the business. But the man really did come from nothing to reach this incredible pinnacle of his career that he's had with the acting and now on the board of TKO, which means he's helping oversee WWE and UFC. Now, pretty amazing life for The Rock. And of course, one of the most celebrated celebrities in the world right now, no question about it. But the interjection of The Rock into this whole thing with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes has had some bumps in the road. And this one, a pretty phenomenal promo. The crowd was eating out of his hands. And, you know, I saw some interesting reactions from everybody from Vince Russo saying, you know, with some expletives, that was an amazing promo. Brian Alvarez, you know, that's how you cut a promo. Some longtime industry veterans saying, you know, that was an incredible promo. But here was a couple of drawbacks on this. Number one, this thing ran over 20 minutes. And it was funny. I mean, you're not gonna get me to say, oh, you know, this wasn't good. No, I mean, The Rock is incredibly talented. If you didn't see it, he came out and said, we're going to sing a song. He got a couple of guys out there, you know, musicians. You know, one's playing guitar, and he's got another guy playing the harmonica. And, you know, he's singing a song to Cody Rhodes and just tearing them apart. Ends it with a little line from Moana. I mean, you know, just, you know, he nailed it. But then after the song's over, now then he goes into another kind of a separate promo almost, you know, saying how he's, you know, going to Cody's mom and how he's going to, he brought his own weight belt. Because if you don't know, Cody has his own weight belt that he wears, a Brandon weight belt that he gives to somebody, usually a kid at at his matches. And he had his own branded weight belt and said, I'm going to, you know, beat your son down with this. Blood's going to be on it. And, you know, I'm going to hand this to you. And kept going and going and going. And it was a pretty long promo that ended up, and there were profanities in it too, which was another touchy subject with a lot of people from WWE. But this thing ended up making everybody tighten their schedules, because for another week he ran long. And you may be sitting out there saying, well, what's the big deal? You know, he's a Rock. It ran long. So what? Well, the problem is that as you plan these shows out, everybody's given a certain amount of allotted time. And when someone goes long, everybody's got to cut stuff out of what they're doing. So you're all, and especially at the beginning of the show, you know, you can make it up as you go along, but everybody has to slash out stuff that they're doing. So, you know, it's a very precise operation when you're putting that TV show together. So now you got to cut 2 minutes here. Now you got to cut a minute there. Now you got to cut a couple minutes there. And it showed during that episode of SmackDown. Plus, they're not allowed to swear. Nobody is supposed to be swearing on this. It's a PG-13 show. And, you know, so they're under very strict instructions. You're not swearing during promos on WWE programming. So a lot of people were like, well, how come he gets to do it? And, you know, the response is, well, guess what? He's the number one. He's the boss. Number two, he's the Rock. You know, it's, does the Rock get special privileges because of who he is? You know, it's a tricky call. And, you know, do you tell the Rock to not necessarily be the Rock? You know, do the rules apply to the boss? You know, we just went through a situation with Vince McMahon, obviously a lot more serious than swearing on the air. But do the rules still apply? And if the rules don't apply to the boss, you know, do you start opening that door again? Tricky position for WWE and how they're going to handle this. Because literally he is, you know, one of the guys in charge. But what certainly was entertaining, there's no doubt about it. But I think a lot of the reaction has been, could he have said what he said in 10 minutes instead of 20? Yes. I think there's another concern that he's starting to drown out a lot of the other superstars on the roster. Look, you've got a primetime player there. There's no question about it. The Rock is the man. The talent is phenomenal. There is no one in the world that is going to debate how the incredible ability of acting and the physicality and everything that The Rock brings to the table. But at the same time, you know, do you want to push everybody else aside for completely for Dwayne Johnson. And I think they got to be really careful about this. Where's Roman Reigns? Now, apparently he's going to be doing a face-to-face with Cody next week. But the man who is who has been the champion now for 3.5 years, who has carried this bloodline storyline for all this time, is nowhere to be found. He's had one little bit piece over the past few weeks, and that was the getting The Rock to acknowledge him. And otherwise, he's just been sitting back in the background with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa. And hey, what's up? By the way, I'm the guy that's been holding on to the Universal Championship for 3.5 years. How you doing? You know, and then you're starting to forget about everybody else on the card. You know, I mean, Drew McIntyre is cutting great promos with Seth Rollins. And you know, here you go, back on SmackDown, and it's 20 minutes of The Rock. Dwayne's got to watch this a little bit, because now everybody's going to be accepting more of The Rock. And what's next? Obviously, there's going to be a turn of one of these two guys. Either Roman's going to turn on The Rock, or Rock's going to turn on Roman. So now you're going to get more of The Rock. You know, do you hide everybody else? And Cody's going to probably win the Universal Championship, I would think. So are you going to take your Universal Champion, the guy that's been chasing that title for 2 years, and bury him on the undercard? Sure looks like it. Boy, WWE has got a really tricky spot on their hands, and they had better watch what they're doing, because The Rock ain't going to be there forever. You know, this guy at some point is going to get more acting roles. He's going to have more things to do. And, you know, the people that got them there, that created one of the deepest rosters, especially at the top, in the history of this company. And they are taking them, and there's just a little baby shovel coming out. You know, just a little dig, some dirt flying up, and everybody's kind of getting up to their ankles right now, and they better watch it, or they're going to be chest deep here pretty soon. So we'll see how that turns out. And with that, let's take a break, shall we? We got a whole lot more coming up on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM. It is the talk of Las Vegas, the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. A little more on WWE, and then we get into AEW. The CEO is back. That's right. Mercedes Moné made her return. We got that and a whole lot more. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
FM KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
And we return to the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM. It is the talk of Las Vegas. It's been that way for a while. We're talking since 1975. Yeah, I was around. Not here. Dancing around elementary school. What are you going to do? Very happy to have you with us. It's the best of pro wrestling news and entertainment. The road to WrestleMania continues, and all sorts of crazy stuff going on elsewhere in the world of wrestling, too. And we've got it all for you here on the Mark Hoke Show. Of course, we'll be welcoming in Brad Gilmore from Reality of Wrestling, Booker T's promotion down there in Texas. Very excited to have him back on the show, so get ready for Brad coming up in hour number two. That should be a lot of fun. Well, I tell you, whenever Brad's on the show, it's lights out. And of course, the boss, Booker T, making a little news this week, so we'll get to talk to Brad about everything going on with Wee-Wowdy-A Weffling. Yeah, okay. It happens, guys. Sorry. It's St. Patrick's Day. There's no green beer in here, but God, I wish there was. Anyway, so just to kind of wrap up our WWE talk, Bayley got a hold of Dakota Kai. Of course, the two of them have a split from their damage control time. Ends up in a DQ, but Bayley is back to being our good Bailey. I can't call her Bad Bad Bailey anymore. I was there when she turned into Bad Bad Bailey right here in Las Vegas a couple of years ago. But Bailey is getting ready to try and win a championship and have her WrestleMania moment. So Deeker there. So we'll see how things turn out with Bailey. She gets ready to face off with Io Sky at WrestleMania. And speaking of that card, a couple other matches got put together this week. And let's run down where the WrestleMania card is for everybody at this point. Night one, it is the Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns taking on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins in a tag team match. If Rhodes and Rollins win, then the Bloodline is barred from ringside during Rhodes' Universal Championship match against Reigns on night two. If Reigns and Rock win, then it is Bloodline rules. Everything goes. So that is official night one match. Night two matches, Seth Rollins against Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. And, of course, right now, The Rock has sworn that Seth Rollins is not leaving WrestleMania with that championship. He's not happy that Seth stuck his nose in the business. So we'll see if Drew McIntyre walks out with the title. Or, of course, Damian Priest is still running around with his Money in the Bank briefcase. So Damian Priest of Judgment Day has got that chance to cash in for a title. We'll see if he does it. And, of course, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship on night two. The other matches that are booked at this point, not assigned to an evening as of yet, Io Sky defending the WWE Women's Championship against Bayley, Rhea Ripley defending the Women's World Championship against Becky Lynch. Gunther will be defending the WWE Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn. The Judgment Day apparently annoyed everybody, specifically Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce. They are now in a six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Those other five teams yet to be determined. So they'll be having qualifying matches, I assume, to get those opponents for the Judgment Day in there. Not looking good for the Judgment Day to survive that. LA Knight takes on AJ Styles, and what should have been a pretty good match. A lot of people are excited about that, as we're hearing. So we'll see how that one goes. We've also got a new challenge thrown down. It's going to be Jimmy and Jey Uso facing off. So the brothers are going to duke it out. So we've had the Hardys, we've had the Harts, and now we get the Usos in a singles match at WrestleMania. Logan Paul will be defending his United States Championship in a triple threat against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Lord knows what's going to happen in that one. Randy and Kevin put together a nice little combo stunner RKO on Austin Theory this week. That worked out well. But you're waiting for the knife to go into the back of one or the other. It's going to happen, but that should be a fun match to watch as well. So those are currently the matches that are set up for WrestleMania. There'll be more to come, obviously, over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to WrestleMania. But that should be a very interesting, it'd be interesting to see where all these matches land. But this is going to be a Rock, Rhodes, Roman, Rollins dominated WrestleMania. Arr. By the way, and speaking of ours, Ripple Man says in the chat box, says, Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone, but don't drink too much or make The Rock mad. I'll make The Rock mad if I want to make The Rock mad. That's what I do. It's okay. I don't mind. Making The Rock mad is, I'll pay for it someday. I doubt he'll give me a rock bottom, but that's okay. That's all right. Let's call it like I see it, man. It's the way it is. I don't think The Rock's doing good. I'll say The Rock's doing well, but if he's doing something I don't like, I'm going to say it. I've called out everybody that on this show. It's what we do here on the Mark Oak Show, best in pro wrestling news and entertainment, here on 101.5 FM. AEW had an interesting week as they had their big, business edition of Dynamite this week, kicking it off with the former Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, who, of course, had that rather acrimonious walkout of WWE. Of course, her and Naomi were upset about how the women's tag team belts were being booked, and they left the belts on John Laurinaitis' desk and went their separate ways from WWE. Of course, she went on to do a lot of wrestling in Japan, but she is now in AEW, did about a 10-minute promo to say hello to everybody in All Elite Wrestling, wrapped up the show helping out Willow Nightingale, who she tangled with in Japan. But a big debut for Mercedes Moné. She is now known as the CEO. So, yeah, boss, CEO, close enough. But she is now All Elite. But she did make a little boo-boo as well. As a, before her debut, she made some comments on the Kick Rocks Wrestling podcast, where she said that she'll probably be someday back in WWE, which rubbed a very tight-knit AEW roster the wrong way. I don't know what she was thinking when she said that. You haven't even debuted yet, and you're saying you're going to be back with another company. Oy. Not the way to make friends and influence people. But a good start for Mercedes on her first night in AEW. So AEW big business. And rolls out someone who I think is going to inject some incredible life into the AEW women's roster. Because now you got Toni Storm running around over there with her timeless gimmick. And Serena Deeb, Deonna Purrazzo. Still waiting for Britt Baker to get back. And I'll tell you, when Britt gets back, that's going to be fun. That showdown should be something pretty special. And, you know, we're hearing rumors about Saraya, you know, if her health is still okay, but boy, that would be fun to get Saraya and Mercedes in the ring together at some point. We also had, you know, some pretty interesting matches that came up this week. Samoa Joe took on Wardlow, and Joe beat him. So the guy that was supposed to be the one to hand Adam Cole the AEW World Championship goes down, at least in their first meeting here. So Samoa Joe stays the AEW World Champion. We had Katsuyori Shibata, of course, a guy who took a horrendous neck injury in Japan, taking on Bryan Danielson. Of course, both of those guys had terrible neck and concussion issues. They had an incredible match on Collision and pay-per-view level. But Danielson comes out on top on that, and that's what Danielson wanted to do and why he came to AEW. Wanted to wrestle everybody he possibly could in a style that he wanted to do. And another top-level match from Bryan Danielson. Kyle O'Reilly is also officially back in the ring. Wrestles his first match back after he had neck fusion surgery. So big congratulations to Kyle O'Reilly, who's got to be feeling good after he finally made it back after a near two-year absence. So way to go for him. The AEW Tag Team Tournament to fill the vacated championships. Of course, Darby Allin and Sting vacated those belts upon Sting's retirement after AEW Revolution got underway. One of the wild card matches, and boy, it was. Sean Dean and Carly Bravo, the Infantry, in a wild card match, upset the House of Black. Are you kidding me? Mark Briscoe interferes in the match. He hasn't been real happy with them after what happened to him with that spike in the eye. And the Infantry moves on. Are you kidding me? So Mark Briscoe making his presence felt as the new AEW Tag Team Champions are going to be crowned soon, and that will be at the AEW pay-per-view coming up in April. So big win for Sean Dean and Carly Bravo. Way to go, boys. Adam Copeland also made an introduction for everybody to his new friend, Spike. Yeah. He brought out a box last week with Spike on it. Well, now he showed what Spike was. And Christian Cage is probably not going to be real happy about it because it's a 2x4 loaded with giant nails sticking out of it. Dark looking thing. Doesn't seem very friendly. I don't think I want to get hit with Spike. I don't want my punch spiked. I don't want anything spiked by Spike. But Adam Copeland, I'm sure at some point we'll be using Spike on his old best friend, Christian Cage. So Spike is out there. But the saddest thing that happened on AEW this week, and if you go back and listen to our interview that we had with Darby Allin last month, Darby was getting ready to go climb Mount Everest. He was very excited. He was going to be the first professional wrestler to climb Mount Everest. Well, he had a match with Jay White, and this was going to be kind of his go-away match. They were going to write him off TV for a while. And, of course, he gets his foot broken in the match. And I hate to say it, but it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, to climb Mount Everest with a broken foot. And unfortunately, Darby has to postpone his climb of Mount Everest because of this broken foot. And this was supposed to be his time off to go do that. So unfortunately, Darby Allin suspending his climb of Mount Everest because of a broken foot in the last match before he is headed out there. And we want to wish Darby a speedy recovery. He is a great guy. And we highly encourage you to go back and listen to that interview that we have with him. It is up on our YouTube channels and our podcast on markhokeshow.podbean.com. But very sad to hear that. I know how psyched he was to do that. And, you know, that was something that he was very much looking forward to accomplishing. But Darby Allin with a broken foot, and he will not be climbing Mount Everest soon. But, you know, hey, you know what? Maybe he'll get a little extra time off, get healed up, and go do it, and accomplish something that I know was very near and dear to him. But wow! So Darby Allin breaking his foot on this week's AEW programming, and he is out of the Mount Everest climb. So a very tough break for Darby in more ways than one. And with that, we're going to take a break. As we come back with more here of the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment on the Mark Hoke Show. And once again, thank all of you for listening. We do appreciate it. And if you could, hey, take a second to subscribe to us on YouTube. That means the world to us as well. The Mark Hoke Show. And of course, like us on Facebook at the Mark Hoke Show. All that kind of stuff, you know, means everything, man. It helps out a lot. Stick around. We got more coming up on the Mark Hoke Show, more news and notes, and we'll be right back.
101.5 FM, KDON.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
Hey, let's get back to it, shall we? It's the best of pro wrestling news and entertainment here on The Mark Hoke Show. 101.5 FM, it is the talk of Las Vegas. I am Mark Hoke. Thanks for joining us here on the show on St. Patrick's Day. That's right. Grab your pots of gold and your leprechauns, your lucky charms, whatever you need to grab. As long as it's Irish and makes you feel happy. It's all good. We're having a terrific time here. Of course, Brad Gilmore coming up here from Reality Wrestling, as we'll get to talk to him about everything going on in the world of pro wrestling, and of course everything he's got going on down there with Booker T and the boys. Should be a great time. It's always a blast having Brad on the show. Look forward to talking to him in just a little bit. So stick around for hour number two of the Mark Hoke Show. Wherever you're listening to us, whether it is on the dial at 101.5 FM, the Odyssey app, or if you are streaming us. And you know what? If you happen to, wherever you happen to listen to us, just go to the Mark Hoke Show on YouTube or Facebook and hop in that chat box. We would love to get your comments, your thoughts, questions. You know, there's all sorts of great topics you could bring up. And, you know, with it being WrestleMania season, you know, there's who knows what's on your mind. So we'd love to hear from you and, you know, get to interact with you on the show. So take a second and do that. We would certainly appreciate it. Be fantastic to hear from all of our fans of the show. And apparently there's a lot of you out there. We really do appreciate the great ratings numbers we've seen coming in. And, you know, we are the top live show here on KDON. And we certainly do appreciate you tuning in to listening to us. It means everything to us. All right. So some other news that has hit in pro wrestling. Speaking of Booker T. So apparently on March 12th, the NXT taping, Booker T is saying from on his Hall of Fame podcast and radio show, he had some sort of confrontation with CM Punk. And now this has turned into, it wasn't much. We'll talk about it off. It said we'd talk about it off the air. And it's no big deal. You guys are making a mountain out of a molehill on this. Well, that's part of the reason Brad's coming on the show. Let's see what we can pry out of Brad on this. But Booker T is, you know, been somewhat critical of Punk over the years. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what we can find out, if anything, about, you know, what happened at that NXT taping. As of course, Punk's been hanging around the Performance Center for WWE and trying to help all the younger talent out. Whether you love him or hate him, he is one thing that he really does try to do that was done for him was to pass knowledge down to the next generation. Now, he's very well known for working with people like Harley Race and so on, you know, reveres those guys and wants to help out the younger talent. And, you know, so, you know, one thing that he's hoping to do when the time comes is to be able to work a lot with the younger people in pro wrestling. So be interesting to see if Brad's got any knowledge as to what happened there. It's always fun to talk to Brad about that, but the Booker T making a little news on that one. We said we also apparently had a discussion with Sami Zayn about on a plane about what happened with his win. Now, Sammy was a little disappointed about the fan reaction to him winning. Of course, Chad Gable, a lot of people wanted Chad to win that match and kind of took Sammy off guard on that. So we'll see what he thinks. WWE also managed to open up a hornet's nest by putting Brock Lesnar back on the active roster page. For those that have been living under a rock, not that rock, like a literal rock. Of course, Lesnar, while not named, was in the Janelle Grant lawsuit as part of the sex trafficking and sexual harassment suit. Lesnar was supposed to be the one that was going to be taking on Gunther at WrestleMania, but because of him being put into this situation, was pulled. He was supposed to be in the Royal Rumble, not there. Well, they put him back on the active page, and rumors started that they were trying to maybe have him make a comeback, but according to many sources, that ain't happening. The lawyers have said no, 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 and in case you were thinking about it, no Brock Lesnar. So Brock Lesnar not coming back, but why would you put him on the active page? That just makes no sense. There was no reason to even start those questions up. But for some reason, WWE put him on the active roster. Don't know why, but there you go. Also, a little promo with Candice LeRae against Maxine Dupri, who, of course, Maxine very new. She was in the developmental program, brought in pretty raw. And she had been taking some flack from quite a few fans, and being fairly insulting, and there were some people that were taking the fan's side and some were taking her side. They shouldn't have been so rough on her. But Candice LeRae brought up her dead brother in a promo. And, of course, her brother died tragically in a car accident because of a condition. He couldn't drive, and he was in a lift. And the lift driver made a really dumb move and ended up getting them both killed in a car crash. And many people backstage and out in the audience found this to be, well, shall we say, quite tasteless. And WWE caught some flack for that one. So if you want to check that promo out, feel free to do so. But that may not have been the best move, bringing up a dead brother that was tragically killed in a promo. So we'll let you make the decision on that one. Another decision that had been made last year and apparently is going to happen again is that WWE is going to run another card in Saudi Arabia over Memorial Day weekend. That's right, kids. They want us to suffer again on AEW Double or Nothing weekend. So last year, WWE threw one together that we had to go Saturday morning and then Sunday afternoon, back-to-back days with everything else that's going on. Of course, Double or Nothing is pretty much settled to be here in Las Vegas coming up. And it made that weekend ridiculous. Because if you don't know, it's not just usually when there's a pay-per-view in a city, it's not just the pay-per-view. Everyone does promotions around. A lot of the indies come into town, book around it. Any indies that are working here in the city are obviously setting up cards all over the place too. So it's a very hectic weekend. And now WWE has decided, hey, you know what? There's no other weekend we could possibly do this. So we're going to put together another pay-per-view on Memorial Day weekend overseas, just so you all have to get up at 4, 5, or 6 in the morning and watch that too. So thanks, WWE. Really appreciate it. We in the media love you to death on that. Thanks. But it'll be another busy Memorial Day weekend for all of us here in Las Vegas. And maybe we'll get Brad Gilmore out here to Las Vegas. Maybe Reality of Wrestling will come out here too, just to make it even more exciting. That'd be great. But we actually would love to have Reality of Wrestling back here in Las Vegas. It was awesome the last time we were here. And we're going to have Brad Gilmore on the show here in just a little bit. So in hour number two, it's Brad Gilmore from Reality of Wrestling on The Mark Hoke Show. So stick around, everybody. We've got a whole lot more. One more hour of The Mark Hoke Show. It's the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. And don't forget to follow the show at Mark Hoke Show on X / Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, The Mark Hoke Show on Facebook, where we're streaming. The Mark Hoke Show on YouTube, MarkHokeShow.com, just wherever you want to find us. It's not hard. MarkHoke. That's how you spell it. That's how you do it. So stick around, everybody. We got a whole lot more with one of my favorite guests of all time, Brad Gilmore. So stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show, like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show, and visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at MarkHokeShow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.